So this has been a full time already, and I want to get to communion. So let us, in lighting of candles, so let us just hear this scripture from Paul, and I might say a word or two, literally, and then we'll move on. Paul's prayer to the church in Ephesus, Paul's prayer for us as saints of God. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know God, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may perceive what is the hope to which God has called you. What are the riches of God's glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of God's power for us who believe, according to the working of God's great power? God put this power to work in Christ when God raised him from the dead and seated him at God's right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, above every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. And God has put all things under Christ's feet and has made Christ the head over all things for the church, for us, which are his body, the fullness of Christ who fills all in all. In Christ, we are called to live into the already not yet of the realm of God. Jesus called it the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, eternal life, life everlasting. That's what Paul's writing about when he prays that we will realize the hope of our calling and the riches of our inheritance among the saints. What is this hope? I think it's something about living in trust, living with confidence that our lives are held in God no matter what comes. No matter what happens on Tuesday, no matter what happens to our country, even what happens to this earth, our lives are always still held in God. It's that kingdom, that realm that we are already a part of and then will someday experience more fully. Paul wrote earlier that the Holy Spirit in us is our pledge or the promise of the inheritance we're going to receive in full someday. The Spirit in us and among us is the already we can know right now. And the not yet is the full reality of God's goodness and glory, all that love and light that is coming, the immeasurable greatness of God's power, the fullness of Christ in all. The communion of saints is another, probably other most powerful, most tangible way we experience that not already here among us. Here, right now, in all those relationships of love and care that stretch back through our lives, that stretch back through the 200 years of this church, and all the saints of each of our individual lives and histories, and all the saints of the church throughout time. The communion of saints is a way we experience the fullness of Christ in the here and now. Cynthia Bourgeau, a quote this week from her own personal experience, she says that all saints is the thinnest of thin places between heaven and earth, where the boundaries between ourselves and all that we have loved but deemed lost, all we have grieved for, all the roads not taken, are met with the gentle solace of yes. So there is the grace, the tender mercy, the gentle solace of God's yes, here and now, and there is also more that we look forward to In this thinnest of thin places, we remember and sometimes we can almost touch and feel those who've already moved into what is for us the not yet, a dimension we don't yet know, a realm beyond space and time. We can't know what it's like fully. We just get little hints through a mirror, through a glass darkly. We get taste of what will one day be the feast. We can taste it here at this table, here where bread and a little cup of juice are physical sensory reminders of God's love for us. We can touch and feel it in this space as we are here together. And so this strengthens and helps us to trust that there is more, so much more of love and light than we can ever imagine. That is our hope. That is our faith. That song, "The Far Kingdom," carried Hans into the next realm. We played it in his ICU room. We said a prayer together, and his sister Edith went and told the nurse to stop everything, to turn it all off. And he passed from this life to the next into the far kingdom, the fullness of Christ, the glorious inheritance of the saints in light. I know many of you have been in that room, that space, that thin, thin place. The fullness of Christ holds you, holds those you have loved, holds us all. Amen.